You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Well, Bombay has seen some rains. There has been some relief when it comes to the heatwave situation across the country. And there seems to be some relief on Dalal Street as well. With your evening cup of chai, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, taking you along an evening walk down Dalal Street right here on Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Benchmark indices had a touch-and-go moment with 40,000 on the Sensex and about 12,000 on the Nifty 50 today before traders started booking profits at higher levels in the last hour of the trading session. The Nifty index traded in a range throughout the session and briefly touched the 12,000 mark before traders booked profits at higher levels. In terms of sectors, metals took the lead, followed by oil and gas and banks. Banking heavyweights led Nifty and Nifty Bank higher today. The Nifty Bank closed 231 points higher, or 0.75%. This was, of course, led by gains in Bank of Baroda, Yes Bank, IndusInd Bank, Federal Bank and Punjab National Bank. Among the broader market indices, both BSE Midcap and BSE Smallcap indices closed higher by 0.8 and 0.3% respectively. So the final tally on Dalal Street read something like this. The BSE Sensex rose 165 points to close at 39,950, while the Nifty 50 closed 42 points higher at 11,965. Banking stocks lend support to benchmark indices after a report suggested that the non-performing asset stock, that is NPA stock, have declined massively to 9.3% in March 2019, much faster than the RBI's estimate and steeply down from 11.5% the year before. The CRISIL report comes at a time when most banks are at the cusp of an end of the NPA pains after a prolonged period and are concentrating on the resolution now. Vinod Nair, head of research at Geojit Financial Services, told Money Control, and I quote, "Positive momentum was triggered in banking stocks based on report that system-wide NPA level has declined to 9.3% in March 2019 from 11.5% a year ago. Still, the broad trajectory of the market remains indecisive and await fresh triggers in this expensive valuation." News of government stimulus in China boosted Asian and European equities, while trade war concerns have also subsided marginally. Further tension can emerge ahead of the G20 meet this month, given the war of words exchanged between China and the United States. Unquote. Investors will also be watching out for macro data on tomorrow, that is Wednesday. Macroeconomic data, that is inflation and IIP, scheduled this week will be crucial for market movement, as the RBI only recently raised its inflation range and indicated towards concern on industrial growth. So at the end of the day, the top Sensex gainers were Tata Motors DVR, up 4.3%, Tata Motors up 2.7%, and ONGC up 2.5%. Among the top Sensex losers today, Sun Pharma was down 3%, Mahindra & Mahindra down 1.3%, and L&T down 0.5%. Some stocks that were in the news today. We start things off with Jet Airways. Shares of Jet Airways plummeted almost 10% after reports emerged that the Hinduja Group and Etihad Airways may no longer proceed with plans to revive the ailing carrier after all. India Bulls Housing Finance shed 8% after legal action was filed against the company for alleged misappropriation of 98,000 crore rupees of public money. Shares of Sun Pharma fell 3% after brokerage firm Goldman Sachs downgraded the stock to sell and cut the target price from 437 rupees to 355 rupees. And finally, Sterlite Technologies surged 10% after promoters removed all pledge on company's shares with immediate effect. A quick look at markets elsewhere as usual. European markets have been trading higher today on Tuesday, despite renewed trade tariff threats by US President Donald Trump. Asian markets ended on a higher note today. Shanghai Composite jumped 2.58% at 2,925.72. Japan's Nikkei 225 up 0.33% to close at 21,204.28. And South Korea's Kospi added 0.59% to close at 2,111.81. There's some big news coming out of Dalal Street and India Inc. today. India Bulls one is obviously a big story, and we'll be concentrating on that on our stories of the day, which is a recap of the events of the world, not just on Dalal Street, but elsewhere as well. So do be sure to tune into that. And there is another podcast about Rishad Premji. We all know him as the man designated to take the leads of Wipro after the retirement of Azim Premji. But what do we really know about him, and what are his priorities going forward, and what is the future of Wipro. So these will be among the questions we will be trying to address on that particular podcast. So do be sure to check that out as well. Do write into us, mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.